The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And today is Monday. It is the 28th of November. And we are live. And we're speaking to you from the WWNN studios in Boca Raton on Dixie Highway. And joining me this morning is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I hope that you had a nice Thanksgiving weekend.
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, interrupted by a cold that came back from Charleston, South Carolina with me.
Well, hopefully it's not going to last too long and that you'll be through with it in a very, very short period of time, which I'm sure you will be because you know how to take care of yourself.
Okay, so I used my whole battery of health supporters. So I had from Vogel, they have a combination kind of homeopathic nutrient supplement that's for cold and flu. And let's see, vitamin D. I ran out of vitamin D because I took so much vitamin D. I also ran out of zinc because I took so much zinc. And then from years and years ago, I have something seasonal protection is what it's called. And it's a very, very nice formula from a tiny, tiny little company that they make a liver formula, kidney formula, and the seasonal protect formula. And it generally works like a charm. And I have to say, unfortunately, it let me down a little bit over this past weekend.
Well, I guess a lot of these remedies also are important to take when you feel something coming on. So you want to prevent it from exploding
right
into something that is not dangerous but can overtake the body.
Okay, and I have to say, I think that's what kept me from being sicker than I actually became because I had all of these remedies. I should not forget Silver 100, one of my favorites, where I was spraying Silver 100 probably every hour or so, and probiotics. So I'm a walking human health food store.
Well, I'm sure when people come in to see you, when Save-A-Lot is open next Monday, you will have a lot of good advice for them if they come in with a similar problem.
Absolutely.
Because we are coming into the season, and we know that people can get stricken by many different types of, I guess you'd call them flu bugs or cold bugs or intestinal viruses or whatever have you, but it gets them down.
Well, I was super, super paranoid flying because here you are on the airplane, and unfortunately, people are sneezing and coughing and really carrying on, obviously, with some sort of virus, a cold virus, and not necessarily all that considerate of people around them by covering up their coughs and sneezes. So very, very concerned while I was flying, and I usually have things to be using during a flight so I don't succumb to these germs being spread around and in the enclosed airplane cabin. But for some reason, they were in my checked bags, and I didn't have access to them till I got off the plane. So I was at fault there.
That's something I recently learned. I normally travel, and I have a bag with or a tote bag with my vitamins and supplements, which I carry on the plane with me. And on this particular trip I took to Tampa just 2 weeks ago, I decided to do a carry-on. So I reduced the sizes of all the liquids to where it conformed to the TSA screening process. And it just so happened that I didn't need anything, but it was there availability if I did need it. And I will continue to do that in the future, where I will carry everything on the plane with me in the limited quantities for liquids, but and it lets me carry all my other supplements, which, again, as you experience, you miss when you can't use them. And it does prevent it getting worse.
Absolutely. I usually carried the 2 ounce size of silver 100, so I could spray it on my face and spray it in my mouth when I'm on the plane. And I didn't have it. I didn't have access
right.
to it. So
unfortunately.
Yes.
But I'm glad you're feeling better, and we will continue on. And of course, at the bottom of the hour, I did promise our listeners that we're going to be making a very special announcement about our opening, which is going to take place, next Monday, the 5th. And this is not our grand opening. It's what is called a soft opening. This is to iron out any kinks or problems that may exist when our grand opening takes place sometime in January, which we will let our listeners know about. But the important one that's coming up is next Monday, the 5th, when we're going to be giving the listeners an opportunity to help us make this a successful opening for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. If you have any questions or you'd like to find out anything else about either Janet's schedule or anything else going on at the store on December 5th, you can call the store, and you may want to make a note of it and keep it in your telephone index or your telephone book or your smartphone or wherever you keep your phone numbers. And the phone number there is 754-307-1655. Again, 754-307-1655. Our staff, and I have to compliment everybody that's been helping put Save-A-Lot all together. And I have to thank Anita Arabia, Kyle's aunt, my stepson Adam Lehman, and a host of vitamin specialists, with Randy Feldman, Tom Barnes, and our main receiving person, who is a person who many people know from working in the past. And I'm speaking about Scott Kelvin. And he's done a great job in helping people on the floor get the merchandise out and efficiently onto the shelves. Kyle has done a great job in organizing the setups for the different departments. And Anita has done a job of overseeing everything going on, including our electronic data processing system, which is going to take care of a whole host of many different situations that are going to take place in the store. And my stepson, Adam, has also been a helpful part of the whole process of everything that's going on in the store. So I want to thank everybody for all the work that they've done. And I welcome all the new staff that's going to be starting this week, who many of you may know from my past years of being involved with Tunney's, which was in operation since 1993. But more importantly, you're going to find out more about what you can do for yourself next Monday, December 5th, when we make a special announcement at the bottom of the hour. I know we have a lot to talk about this morning, Janet.
We do, Al, as usual.
That is true.
When we're together, kind of very broad topics.
Well, I know that there contain certain elements of specific areas of health. And I thought I'll leave it up to you to pick the first one.
No, I'm tossing it right back at you.
Well, why don't we talk about, we started the show by talking about the situation you had.
Okay.
And there was one article in what I sent you about allergies. And what effect do you think allergies plays in from a standpoint of food intake, supplement intake, environment, stress, improper sleep, and a whole host of other matters that could affect allergies in the body.
I'm very opinionated about allergies. I think that very often people don't necessarily understand that an allergic reaction is their immune system dysfunctional. So their immune system is overreactive, hyperreactive. And so the approach, in my opinion, to begin with allergies is try to begin to balance your immune system overreaction. And one of the ways that you do that certainly would be to begin minimizing your exposure to things that you know of are triggered. So I'll use as an example peanuts, because it's been such a brouhaha over the past 5 years or so about how desperately ill some of the kids become when they're exposed to peanuts, peanut butter cookies, and anything that might have the tiniest trace of peanuts. And we know that peanuts are kind of more likely than many other nuts or snacks that we would come across because of a fungus, pardon me, that is found on the surface of the peanuts, but also the actual peanut substance itself. And so what has developed over the past few, over the past year, I'm going to say, is peanut situation has become so widespread, and now the doctors are suggesting that they provide very tiny, tiny amounts to younger and younger babies. So it's kind of like when you would go to an allergist and the allergist would inject you with microscopic amounts of the substances that he's identified you're allergic to. So very, very gently you are acclimating your immune system to the presence of these peanuts. So very gently, what you need to do is desensitize yourself to the triggers that you've identified. And then what is something that comes about with exposure to some of these allergic triggers? You might develop what they are describing as cough variant asthma. And so what it is a dry, non-productive cough. It isn't wheezing. It isn't shortness of breath, but it is this cough kind of asthma that is a dry, non-productive cough. And it can be caused by cold air, by sinusitis, and it might be triggered by some of the medications people reach for, as common as an aspirin trigger, as common as some of the blood pressure drugs that people use, beta blockers. And I know it's time for us to go for a short break, Al. And so what we'll do is take a very short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when I come back, I will finish my spiel.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
1655.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday. I am joined here with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about something called the cough variant asthma, which is a non-liquidy kind of a cough, meaning that you don't cough up any phlegm. Is that correct, Janet?
Right, non-productive. But some trigger, and very often it's an allergy trigger, just stimulates that cough reflex. But it's also possibly stimulated by certain beta blocker medications and as common an over-the-counter substance as aspirin. So very, very interesting, kind of mysterious. And this is an interesting topic because there are quite a number of people who come to see me about a non-productive cough. So there are a variety of different diagnoses associated with this, but the more common one would be cold air, and that's pretty much a trigger for people with regular kind of asthma, with wheezing. When there's a cold front that comes through, lots and lots of asthma sufferers are dealing with more exaggerated symptoms then.
Well, so, then let me ask you this. How would you compare the symptom of a cough variant asthma to something called COPD? Or would you say they're non-related in any way?
I'm not a doctor, and I have to keep saying that.
But in your opinion, from people that you've seen.
In my opinion, COPD is a very, very different diagnosis. And I can't even say that someone who is dealing with this cough variant asthma might possibly develop into COPD, but it's chronic obstruction of the airwaves. Mm-hmm. And that could very well possibly, and I'm skating on some pretty thin ice here, but it could very well be a nutrient deficiency, and I'll just point to magnesium. So important for people to understand magnesium with regard to breathing.
Well, the other point that you brought up, which I think makes a lot of sense, I have a granddaughter who's a little over 2 years old who has been diagnosed with an allergy toward peanuts. And you mentioned the fact that there are many people that could be allergic to peanuts, either because they're young, like my granddaughter, or that they're older and they can develop anaphylactic shock. However, you also mentioned the fact that it could be caused by high blood pressure medication or aspirin, and these would affect more of the older type clientele. So what you've encompassed here is a wide variety of age between what could be considered an asthma attack, a cough attack, or an allergy that could symbolize all classes or all ages of people. And over the years, I'm sure you've seen that in your practice where you've been able to counsel people on some of the nutrients that you had mentioned that they're missing, such as magnesium, and maybe some of the foods that they should eliminate from their daily diet that could be causing this. And there are so many hidden peanut products today on the market that you have to be able to read the labels very carefully. Because it says this product may be manufactured in a facility that manufactures peanuts and so and so and so and so. And that's a clue that you should stay away from it if you're allergic to peanuts.
Doesn't it seem strange to you, Al, that all of a sudden, let's say in the past 15 years, So many people have developed these allergies to peanuts. Does that seem odd to you?
Considering the fact that the peanuts have been around for probably close to 100 years or longer.
Way longer.
And people have eaten them traditionally as a supplement or an addition or snack to their regular diet. I myself love peanuts.
Okay.
I have no problem with peanuts.
Okay. Now, it seems to me, because they've been a staple in our diet for so many years, might it be the chemicals that they're using to grow the peanuts?
That's an interesting point.
Might it be the sugars that they're mixing in certain types of peanut butter? Might it be the way the peanuts are being handled and exposures that the peanuts have during that handling and processing and packaging time period? It seems I'm going to go with the peanuts are contaminated with some chemical, and that if you were to begin introducing organic peanuts that have been unprocessed, that very, very slowly, under the guidance of an allergist, mm-hmm. you might find a benefit.
So you're speaking about the strictly going the organic route on nuts or peanuts specifically because of the little effect that it could have on the body. Of course, it contains no harsh chemicals, additives, or changes in how they were produced.
Fertilizers, pesticides, that kind of thing.
Correct. So I think that's a very good point that people should be on the lookout for if they're faced with a situation of a cough that could be caused by a peanut allergy.
Let me tell our listeners that the coughing they hear on the background is me, and I'm recovering from the cold that I had over the weekend, and not at all related to our discussion this morning. I mentioned magnesium as something very important for asthma sufferers, and it may very well be beneficial for people with this cough variant asthma. And typically, if they were to see a physician, the physician would recommend a pulmonologist or so on. The physician might very well recommend steroids. And the steroids would be very effective at reducing inflammation and minimizing the trigger. But keep in mind, a prolonged use of steroids has an interference with how your immune system functions. So, number one, vitamin A, true vitamin A, not beta carotene, is extremely important for lung health. Vitamin D, very balancing for your immune system. Vitamin C, very protective of your healthy cells. So you want to make sure that you're properly hydrated. That's huge because when you're coughing, it does not necessarily seem as though you are losing moisture, but in the very expelling of your breath, there's a lot of moisture in that, so you have to make sure that you're properly hydrated. And then, most of all, alkalize, because if you're far too acidic as an individual, you need that pH balance in order to minimize the potential for developing out-of-control inflammation.
Good point, Janet. As far as other topics go, this I found very unique. And I think a lot of our older clientele that listen to the show may adhere or believe that what we're going to talk about applies to them. And what I'm speaking about is, as new research clarifies why wounds heal more slowly with age. And I'm speaking about people that are over 60 that may get cut, they puncture themselves, whatever it may be, that they find that it just doesn't go away. They're living with it a lot longer than they remembered years ago. What causes something like that?
Okay, well, the medical explanation is that the communication between the immune system and the skin cells has been slowed down for some reason. And I'm going to go way past that medical explanation. In my opinion, there is, again, the consistency of an older person's skin is vastly different from a younger person's skin. And what would you characterize that difference as? Hydration. So that a younger person's skin is much more supple, certainly looks much more hydrated. So number one, to make sure that you are properly hydrated. And I talk to so many people that say, I just cannot drink 8 glasses of water a day. And I say, that's fine. Just make sure that you're sipping something over the course of the day, that you have something to replace lost moisture. And then, of course, you think about because your skin is not that same consistency that it was when you were younger, the possibility of bacteria finding a happy home on the surface of your skin is much greater. And when there is the presence of bacteria, a wound does not heal well. So it was very interesting reading this article and then doing some research about it to understand about how the body mobilizes skin replacement cells. So very specific DNA brings cells that actually replicate lost cells due to a wound, and they are specific skin cells, and they begin accumulating at the deepest part of the wound. And just very gradually, and certainly people have seen this, that the wound tends to close up and the skin cells build up from the inside out. Now, on the outside of the wound, proper coagulation is necessary in order to form a scab. And unfortunately, so many people might be on different types of medication that would interfere with proper coagulation. And even people taking beautiful array of supplements, if they're taking too much vitamin E, too much garlic, too much fish oil, that might interfere with, or not necessarily interfere, but lengthen the healing process. Those things are very important, but they should kind of be put aside possibly during a wound healing situation. But maybe they don't have enough protein. And maybe they say, okay, well, I take in lots and lots of protein, but maybe they're not breaking it down and metabolizing it properly. Maybe they're diabetic. And
which I think is a major cause.
It's huge. It's so big. And maybe they're deficient in zinc. Zinc is so critically important in wound healing.
Well, those are all good points, Janet. But is there any specific nutrients that you can recommend people, in addition to eating more protein, taking in that would help the wounds heal a little bit quicker?
Well, the zinc is definitely a wound healer.
That would be lots, number one.
Lots and lots of research on the ability of zinc to support wound healing. And for diabetics to get their blood sugar under control, varying within a very narrow range, and to be extremely cautious with their diet, and certainly to enhance their protein intake with easily absorbable proteins. They might do a protein powder. It could be rice or egg white protein. It could be whey protein. Whey protein being so supportive of your immune function.
Well, if you're one of the people that are faced with wounds that take a long time to heal, keep in mind that Janet will be available starting next week, Monday, December 5th, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate to answer all your questions and give you some guidance as to what you can do to help shorten the time it takes to heal your wounds. But right now, Janet, what time is it?
It's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we are here courtesy of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we'll be right back.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs. with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour, and I think you're all waiting for the special announcement that I said that I'd be making today to introduce people to the opening of the Save A Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. And the phone number, again, if you'd like any more information or you want to call up and say hello to anybody there that you know, please feel free to do that. The number is 754-307-1655. Again, that's 754-307-1655. The special announcement for next Monday, December 5th, is the first 50 people that come into the store on Monday, December 5th at 9 a.m. The store will open at 9 a.m., but the first 50 people will receive a $10 gift certificate that can be utilized either that day or at some point in the future. It's yours to have to spend however you choose to do it at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Coral Springs.
Wow, Margate.
And Margate, that's correct. I guess I'm too near Coral Springs.
How exciting. Oh, my goodness.
That
wow.
is true.
Say and, it again.
Well, we're going to give away to the first 50 people a $10 gift certificate by you coming into the store. And the only thing that we're going to require is just a name, address, and an email address if you have one. Other than that, it's yours to do whatever you like. You can either give it away to somebody if you want as a gift, or you can keep it yourself, spend it that day, or spend it next week or next month. There's no restrictions on it. And the other important thing that we're going to be doing, in the store, we have a section of product that either the companies that we're doing business with discontinued those items and are no longer carried, or there are products from companies that we are not doing business with that have left product for us to consider to carry in the future. And any of those products are in one section. There'll be a big sign there telling you that all products in this section, you name your price.
Wow.
Or name your reasonable price, I should say.
Okay.
And all you do is you go to that section, you pick up any item that you want, bring it up front, see either Anita, Adam, or Kyle, and you give them what you want to pay for that particular price. And they will either say to you, fine, it's too cheap, or it's too much, one or the other. And then it'll be decided upon by you, the customer, and the staff management team of either Anita, Adam, or Kyle. So again, that's name your reasonable price section at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. So those are two things you'll be looking for. And we look forward, of course, for you to bring your laptops, your iPhones, your smart pads, and whatever else you want to check prices with to make sure that you are getting what we consider to be EDLP, which are everyday low prices 52 weeks a year. Don't have to buy 10 of an item. You don't have to buy two of an item. You could buy just one of an item and still get the same low price. And we're trying to price all of our products that you may have seen as a what they call a BOGO, which is a buy one, get one, at a price that is below the buy one, get one price. So
wow.
Instead of buying two or four or six, you can just buy one, or you could buy 10. Doesn't make a difference. But you're getting it at the everyday low price that we are going to be famous for. So keep that in mind when you're shopping next Monday, December 5th. And again, Janet Cimarelli will be available next Monday for the entire week, and her schedule will be posted in her office to where you can visit her anytime that you'd like. It's first come, first serve. And we will be broadcasting starting next Monday from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, the radio show, which we do every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And if you're not in the area, you can listen online by going to WWNNradio.com, or you can tune us in on FM at 95.3 on your dial. So there are many ways to be able to partake of the information that you're getting from Janice Imrelli and myself at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11. We have a lot of exciting guests planned for the coming months that you can really sink your teeth into and get a lot of great information. And with that, Janet, I think the next topic we should talk about is something that I think people have, they're habitually talking about: heartburn.
Oh, and, oh my goodness.
Indigestion.
And again, a subject I am so opinionated on. Just before I close out the wound healing situation, I see so many people's blood work where their vitamin D might be below 20, wow, below 30 for sure. If you are deficient in vitamin D, D is critically important for the proper turnover of skin cells. So very critical to raise your vitamin D level, certainly over 50, and in my opinion, more towards 70. Okay, so heartburn, another situation where I am very, very opinionated.
Well, before you start, John, do you remember years ago commercial on TV for Alka-Seltzer?
Speedy Alka-Seltzer?
Right. And they geared their commercials for heartburn. And over the years, the pharmaceutical and the medical profession have coined the term GERD,
right,
G-E-R-D, making it seem more of an issue than just heartburn.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies have to designate something as a disease. So gastroesophageal reflux disease. And now they have a market.
Exactly.
They have made their market. Okay, so what's very, very interesting is there is research that has recently been published, Danish research covering more than 250,000 patients. And the shocking results of this research just amazed me, because I think of so many people who come and see me and they're taking the drugs specifically studied in this research. So they're proton pump inhibitors and they raise the risk of ischemic stroke. Now, what that is they're contributing to blood clots that form and then interfere with blood flow to the brain, leading to a stroke and specific die-off to areas of your brain. So it's the most common type of stroke, and it's also associated with very poor vascular function. So your circulation, not only to your brain, but to your heart, to your extremities, very much compromised because of these PPIs. They're associated with heart attacks, kidney disease, and ultimately dementia, because if you can't get circulation to your brain, your brain's just not going to work. So the research studied 250,000 patients taking Prilosec, Protonix, Prevacid, and Nexium. And what they said was there was over 20% increased risk of stroke just with the average dose. So if you had a highest dose of any of those drugs, then your stroke risk increased to over 30%. Over 50% for Nexium, and hold on to your seats, almost 80% for Protonix. Now, that sends a shiver down my spine. And what did the manufacturer say? Procter & Gamble makes Prilosec, and they say the FDA approved it as safe and effective. AstraZeneca, they say, they make Nexium, and they said it's generally safe and effective. Pfizer, there was no response. And so the other thing that I'm just going to throw in there is the use of PPIs is also associated with an increased risk of serious bacterial infection. Why? If you wipe out acid production in your stomach, that's your first line of defense against being sickened by a bacteria.
Jenna, what role does HCl play in that?
Huge, huge role. Hydrochloric acid. And so if you are wiping out the production of hydrochloric acid, then bacteria that is ingested, either breathed in, swallowed on food or anything like that, typically the acid in your stomach would neutralize that bacteria, kill it off, and you would never become sick. But when there is no hydrochloric acid, when there are none of the acids and enzymes normally present in your stomach, then you are at serious risk of bacterial infection. And so important for people to understand that they can support hydrochloric acid production by using HCl with pepsin that you can find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Inexpensive. Under $10.
Right. Laughable how inexpensive this natural substance that will prevent all of these digestive symptoms, how inexpensive it is when you start to compare it to Nexium, Protonix, Prilosec, all of those different medications that have serious, serious side effects when used for a long term. There's so many non-objective ways that you can overcome your digestive problems. When you mentioned that Alka-Seltzer and right. from years ago, the picture came into my mind of the gentleman speaking about the spicy spicy meatball. And so if it's spicy foods that you don't digest well, all right, minimize your exposure to the spicy foods. And people say, well, but I love them. And I say, well, then be prepared to pay the price, or start using the correct balance of digestive enzymes, pancreatin, HCl with pepsin, just across the board digestive enzyme. And of course, critically important as well, probiotics.
Well, that's the other key point I think that people should be using on a daily basis, whether you have GERD, or whether you have heartburn, or whatever other name you want to give it, probiotics are most important to keep the digestive tract in proper working order.
So you have to quit smoking. Why does smoking play a role? Because you're triggering an inflammatory response in your body.
That's
and
a good point.
I'm triggering a response to having a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We'll be right back. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@saveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about many different topics that people will find interesting, either it, as it relates to them themselves or possibly a family member or possibly a friend. And that's the whole purpose of bringing you the show on a daily basis, is to make you aware of different health situations that can be corrected in a natural, easy way to overcome and give you good health for many, many years to come. One of the major topics that has taken place over the last 10 years, Janet, is the introduction of statins, where doctors and the medical field have gone ahead and lowered the cholesterol levels from 300 to 200. And again, I think they've done this with the help of the pharmaceutical industry, because now the pharmaceutical industry has a way to be able to convey to people why they should be taking statin drugs, because their cholesterol is too high. However, it does present the problem, and that problem is the risk of hemorrhage. What has been your experience or feelings with respect to statins and hemorrhaging, or the stroke prevention with the combination of statins and other pharmaceuticals?
Boy, oh boy, this show is showing me up to be such an opinionated nutritionist. I have spoken out time and time and time again against the statin drugs because there are so many side effects associated with the use of statins, people having muscle and joint pain, weakness, and the statins, in my opinion, don't necessarily translate into a specific health benefit that would put the side effects in a lower place. The side effects are more difficult to deal with than you might be dealing with elevated cholesterol. And one of the things that I talk about all the time with people is know what your calcium level is, and then possibly consider having an ultra-fast CT scan of your heart to see if there is calcification in your coronary arteries. That's a much more important indication of heart attack and stroke risk than cholesterol. And so there are many ways of different of analyzing your cholesterol, and the statins don't necessarily take that analysis into consideration. And so this study that was just published this month is so critically important. And the risk of hemorrhage with statins and stroke prevention drugs. So people, you think, okay, well, who are taking this mix? Well, it's a much more common mix than people might be aware of. And it is a mix of blood thinning drugs. And I'm going to be very specific. It's the blood thinning drug Pradaxa. That's the trade name for the drug that was studied, and statins. And the statins would be the simvastatin and lovastatin. And what could possibly happen with that mix? Well, there's something called pseudolaminar necrosis. And I have to say, I don't know what pseudolaminar necrosis is, but anytime I see necrosis, I get a little nervous. That's cell death. So this is seen in patients with the combination of Pradaxa, simvastatin, or lovastatin. And it, what happens with the simvastatin and lovastatin is they interfere specifically with how your liver would break down the drug Pradaxa, and consequently the level of the Pradaxa drug increases in your body and increases deadly bleeding episodes. So it is a clinically, critically important drug interaction that many people may not know about because this study was just published this month.
Well, I have a conspiracy theory that I want to run by you.
And very receptive ears over here.
And I'll tell you what conspiracy theory is. It's been brought to our attention that Alzheimer's has become a major concern to our population because as people get older, they seem to be getting dementia, and then from dementia it goes on to Alzheimer's and then to death. And my thinking in this conspiracy theory is that before statins came about, you didn't hear too much about Alzheimer's. And I just wonder whether or not with the advanced use of statins and the millions upon millions of people that have been put on them, and it's mostly the people that are in their senior years. I'm speaking about people that are over 50. Because the cholesterol levels were lowered from 300 to 200, they introduced statins. The people were given statins and have been on them for 10, 12, 15 years already. And these people seem to be part of the studies that are showing increased Alzheimer's numbers throughout the United States. And my thinking is that this was brought on because of the statins that were administered to the people because of their cholesterol levels.
Keeping in mind that your brain is primarily fatty tissue.
Exactly.
And the statins are going to interfere with your body's normal functioning of fats. And I'm going to raise your conspiracy theory.
All right, by how much?
There is also printed as an expected side effect on artificial hormone replacement therapy, dementia. So imagine the woman taking synthetic hormone replacement therapy and her doctor then decides she should take a statin. There's no escaping. It's a double hit.
So I guess in your belief, as in my belief, that you think that there are many side effects that are not being made aware to the public, that they're being counteracted by what the pharmaceutical industry is telling doctors, or they're not divulging all the information that doctors should be aware of.
Okay. I'm not imagining that you've seen very much of this, and I'm talking about the list of side effects printed on the outside of your drug. Pardon me, your drug purchase when you pick it up from the drugstore. All of the side effects. And when I tell people that I'm aware of a side effect with this particular drug and that it's printed when they pick up their purchase, and I said, have you ever read that? Oh, no, it's too complicated. Or I have actually heard this. No, my doctor says it'll just put it in my head and then I'll imagine a side effect. Okay, so one of the things with regard to statins, they were introduced into the marketplace, I'm going to say, in the early 90s. And in the early 90s, how many people did you hear of that had Alzheimer's?
It was rare. It was very
extremely rare. And now it is common, and the prediction is that half the people who reach the age of 85 will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I'm going to say, you heard us speak about it here, folks, on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Be very, very cautious with statins, keeping in mind that you can enhance your profile of cholesterol with things like fiber. You can enhance your cholesterol status with omega-3s, with kyolic garlic, with niacin. And then it isn't fats that are raising your cholesterol. It's starchy carbs, and pay attention to your triglycerides.
Those are all contributing factors, Janet, to what causes a doctor to prescribe a statin drug for a person. And again, they're concentrating their efforts on people over 50. And as you pointed out, when statins came into use almost 30 years ago, people were put on them. And if they were 50, they're now 80. And they're candidates for the serious issue of Alzheimer's. So I think that, as you pointed out, people who are on statins should take it upon themselves to either go to their doctor and say, what can you give me that is not a statin drug that I can lower my cholesterol, or tell me some natural things that you believe I can do. And these are all points that people can come to you at Save-A-Lot and find out what is their best avenue to approach and how to lower cholesterol levels to the range that their doctors would like them in. But cholesterol is still an important factor in the body, and it needs to be part of the body. You need to make cholesterol. You can't live without cholesterol.
You can't make hormones. Your brain can't work. Your joints can't work. Your energy is compromised. There are so many different negatives associated with unnaturally lowering your cholesterol levels. And unfortunately, you need to know about how to change your diet, how to support your good health with proper diet.
Good point. Janet, it's been a pleasure being with you today here at the WWNN studios in Boca Raton. And, of course, we'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, as we will the rest of the week. And I know over the course of the next several weeks and months, we'll have some very, very special guests talking about many interesting topics that our listeners would like to hear about.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.